through to ask and get in.
Did anybody ever build a rail fence that was straight? Anybody ever build a rail fence where that was straight?
No, very seldom.
The post and the trestle.
You see, you leave one rail this way and that one that way and that one that way and that one that way. Mm-hmm. You see that it would lock like that. See, if you didn't do that, if you build it straight, you had no way to lock it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by building it like that, right? They just like to build pole houses. You see, they let that square though. You see, like that, and then these go across like that, and then notch it. Yeah. There's a couple of them over there on Marla, not Marla, Fairhope now. Old log cabin. They built them there when they started to make a town out of that place. That was long, 1913. Yeah, when those people came over there. But they break up and went. And that's another thing. The courthouse supposed to be right here at Elona. But way back there, those people took it and carried the deer. Ain't your car open? And that looked like rain.
Well, that's not my car. That's your son's car.
Well, my your son is yours. It's the same. I look like rain to me.
Well, it does.
Thank you. I thought about it.
I thought about his own, and he could have got a coat. I didn't know you. You won't get wet if you stay out there. Bring my cigar to mine, please, son. You about wet, ain't you?
Yeah, just a little bit.
It don't take much. Your home right here?
No. Really, it's North Carolina.
South Carolina.
Well, I was born in South Carolina and I grew up in North Carolina.
That's right, that's right. My daughter-in-law there, she's from South Carolina. I forgot exactly the name of South Carolina, though, where she's from. And my oldest, my next son, Herbert, Melvin, he worked up there for a long time, but he worked on the dredge. He been up in Beaufort, North Carolina. Mm-hmm. I know Beaufort, South Carolina. I've been there, but Beaufort, North Carolina, I ain't been there.
I spent most of the summer up close to Beaufort, North Carolina.
Yeah, that's right.
What kind of wire fences do they use besides rail fences?
What kind of wire fence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's, we use 4 foot high, mostly, in height, and then in 6 inches matches about that square. Well, on the bottom now, it'll stretch about maybe like that, you see, but after you get up higher, then the matches commence getting bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And that's mostly what you've been using after the rail. People put split and rail, and some didn't have the timber, then they commence using wire fences. Yeah.
What about anybody use single-strand wire fences? I mean, maybe 3 single wires instead of a mesh like that?
Well, some of them for pastel. They'd put one wire about that high. And then the next one like that, and the next one like that.
Mm-hmm.
And such as for horses and cows, that'll keep them in. Now, I built a fence down there for Mr. And that's where he got his pastel fixed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They use plain wire, or they have stickers?
No, barbed wire.
Barbed wire?
Barbed wire. Yeah. Barbed wire, stick them, you see, with that plain wire. They ain't gonna stick them, but they'll have to push against it, tear it down.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of them. But the barbed wire, they won't fool with it.
And what would you call the